Okay, we are picking up on the very top line of Gimel Amud Aleph. We are the words of Mesaknim Nesatrachim. So again, we just said that on the 15th of Adar, that was used to be when we said Rosh Chodesh Adar, there used to be Mashpia on the Shkalim. And 15th of Adar, they would also have Purim. And also, there would be Mesaknim Nesatrachim Vesarachovas. They would also repair the roads and the streets of Esmik Vosamayim, and also all the mikvahs that needed to be taken care of for men and women to go to. Again, this time is Tumah Vedara. Men were just as chayav to go for Tumah Vedara reasons. As women, obviously there's Ilchos Nida and Isra Nida as well, but I'm saying men also had a full-fledged chiyuv to go to mikvah, so those had to be taken care of. Ve'osin kol tzarchei rabim, and they whatever public needs would need to be taken care of, they would take care of it. That's what the Mishnah said. So now the Gemara says, what are these public needs? Eloi tzarchei rabim, these are the public needs, and the Gemara is going to list a long list over here. Dani dinim amos, first one is allowed to try monetary cases, but that's something that's needed for the rabim. So that is something that they would take care of at this point of the time. The Dinim Nefashos, also to judge capital cases. Dinim Makos, who is Chayev Lashes, if anyone did an Aveira, which is Yish Pokaris, which is Isr Lav, Sheish Pomaisa, then you're going to be Chayev Malkos, who pulled in Arachin, Vechamarim, Vehagdeshos. And Poldi and Arach, we know that Arachim are the based on the Psukim. Person gives on the Torah the different ages from 20 till and up, and then below the age, if I forgot the exact numbers, the Psukim talk about very clearly which erech each person has to give, so they have someone to put in charge to know the halachas for somebody. Also, if a chayram means that you're saying something is a chayram, it's actually giving it to the Kohanim or the Beis Hamikdash to establish that what to do with that also. And also, stamek deshos, to what to do with their stamek deshos, they would have someone to help you at that point. Mashkin is a sota, you make the sota drink the sota waters, with surfing as a para, then they burn the para aduma when it was necessary. We only had, I think, 7 para adumas, 8 para adumas that they would burn throughout our history. And the next one is going to be done by Mashiach. For orphan egla arufa, we also, if you have to chop off the back of the neck of the egla arufa, of the animal where a dead person died, they would come to the closest city and they do that. Virotzin evet ivri, also they would put the hole in the evet ivri's ear. Umetarin is a metzora, they also purify metzora. Mefarkin es amina mel gabi amayim v'in mavzirin also. It also remove the bore of water from the thing of water, so they would also remove the lock in order that people can go attend to it. And they would not return it until the very end of the time of the summer. That's when they would get rid. They would then close it up again. So now the Gemara says Tamatina in the Mishnah over there in Moed Katan, we learn Mashkin based on Shechel Matzin and Kavaras, that the Mishnah tells us you're allowed to water an irrigated field in Chol Moed. Also, you take care of the public needs, and we mark the graves on Chol Hamoed. So says the Gemara, Lachor with Chol Hamoed Pesach and Chol Hamoed Sukkah. So says the Gemara, look for a tzivun. By the way, wait a second. Didn't we already mark the graves 2 weeks earlier on the 15th of Adar? Why are they going again on Chol Hamoed and taking care of this once again? So the Gemara says, no, you can say the following. But you have to give the following explanation. She yared shetef al shel gishamim v'shatfu. The Mishnah Moed Katan was talking about a case where it was a not so common, obviously, because from the 15th of Adar is really the very end of the rainy season. So it wasn't likely to have such crazy winds and rain that would remove where the marker was that you'd set aside for where the dead body is. But yet, that happened over here. That's what the Mishnah in Moed Katan is telling you. In that situation where something like that would have happened, or had happened, then you would even be allowed to take care of Chol Hamoed. That is the halacha based on the Mishnah in the Mishnah in Moed Katan. So it says the Gemara Vayter. Yotzin afala kelaim, and also they go out to inspect for kelaim. So the Gemara says, wait a second, say malacha. This was the Mishnah in Moed Katan, but yet our Mishnah over says, look for Yotzim Adar, that they would do this on the 15th of Adar. So why were they going on 15th of Adar, then again on Rosh Chodesh Nisan? So says the Gemara, Tiftor, so you have to explain the following. Sorry, not Rosh Chodesh Nisan, rather on Chol Hamoed Pesach. So says the Gemara, Tiftor, Shaisa, Shana, Afila. Now we're talking about the case case of Moed Katan is talking about where the year literally is late, meaning that the things weren't growing yet. The roots were not growing yet, and therefore weren't able to tell if there was kelaim, so they had to come back and do another check on Chol Hamoed Pesach. So Zak the Gemara, Menayin lit Sion, from where is it known that you have a chiyuv to mark graves is required by Aliyah Regel? So says the Gemara, or in general, just know which one he is. So says the Gemara, Birchav Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yaakov B'Shem Rabbi Chunun Devaris Chorin, the name of Bas Chavrin, the name of the place. Rabbi Yosef Amrei B'Shem Rabbi Yaakov Baracha B'Shem Rabbi Chunun Devaris Chorin, and Rabbi Chizke Bar Uzza says a parade of Chunun Devaris Chorin B'Shem Rabbi Chunun Devaris Chorin. Okay, whoever this Baal Namer was, obviously longer Eichos to try to figure it out over here. There's so many. So yet, the Yishama says, how do we know that there's a chiyuv to mark off the graves? So says the Gemara, because of the pasuk. V'tamei tamei yikrov, t'gars to mitzora, he has to call out that he's tamei. So says the Gemara, why does he need to call out that he's tamei? K'deish te'yatuma, the cross l'befiyah, v'omer z'chaper. So everybody should know that when he's calling out that I'm tamei, everyone is going to stay away from him. So what do we see? The Torah is teaching us that any person who's tamei, or anything that's tamei, you have a chiyuv to make sure to inform others that they should not contract your tumah. So same thing when it comes to the graves. If you know where there's a grave, if you want other people to avoid the tumah of the grave, so you have to mark it off in order that they should not accidentally come in to the grave. Very good. So that's the Gemara Vayter. So now, again, we're talking about Pasuk, about the marking off graves. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Eli, B'shem Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, said the following, Avru over in Ba'aretz or etzem Adam Avana etzel Tzion. Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Samayt Melchamas Gogog Magog. When Gogog Magog, after the Melchama of Gogog Magog, when Eretz Israel is going to be full of dead bodies, so the pasuk says that after they're going to be largely clean, they're going to see whoever saw a marker near the dead body is going to come to the valley of Gogog Magog. So the Gemara says, so Rabbi Elazar ben Nachman, Avru over in Ba'aretz etzem Avana etzel Tzion. That pasuk we just read before. That again, when the people are going through the land and they're going to see the dead body, the bones of a person, you should make a mitzayinah, you should make a marker to tell everybody that this is where there is a kefir. So the Gemara says the following, etzem, what I learned from bone, apologize, mekan shemitzayin al atzamah. From here we learn, we make a marker for the bones to know where they are. Adam, what do we learn from the pasuk about Adam? In the pasuk, the lashon of Adam, that we learn from here, we make a marker over the spinal column of the skull of the dead body, ubana, that he should build it. We learn from here that you're allowed to make a marker on top of the attached stone. That is, rather, you should make the marker. So now the Gemara says, why is it necessary to put limestone on it? So says Gemara, im omer atzak abe even tlusha. Because if you make the marker on top of a detached stone, it's going to roll away and go somewhere else. And then people are going to think that that stone is where the dead body is. And they're going to come to accidentally burn truma. If they walk there with truma, they're going to say, oh my God, dead body. Even though it was just a sign. They have to make sure that the sign stayed properly with the grave site. So says the Gemara, etzel, what do we learn to next to the graves? So it says, makum tara should be in place of purity. The marker should be not on top of the grave directly, but rather samuch, it should be near it. And Tzion, Michan Tzion, that the fact we make a marker, we learn from there that a person has to make a marker to tell people where is the dead body. Says the Gemara by Tertane, if that's right, Kirsa or not, taken up by a lot of people. Umatza Evan Achas Mitzienes. If someone found a single marked stone with lime, Ava Pish Ein Makaimin came, even though we do not keep it there because it's where it is, it's let's say 30 feet away from the tumah, so you don't think, but you think maybe that's where it's from, but it doesn't. You're not 100% sure. Hama'il alea tame, someone who goes on top of it, right? Even not directly touching it. This is a tumas oel, right? Tumas oel's bokavi las brakashved. His dead body goes all the way up to Shemayim, unless there's something that is mafsik between it. And a similar thing is that if you're under one roof, Rachman son Reuven is under one roof with Shimon, so then even though Reuven doesn't touch Shimon, he's just under the same roof as him, he's going to be metame. So in this case, you actually go on top of your mafsik, right? So meaning that you're a mile alea tame, someone who is on top of the roof of the person. So then, again, not necessarily that even touching him, he's going to be tamei because we assume that there really is a dead body over there. And Omer Meis, Aya, or Vayat, Anasin Tachtea, the dead body was there. Then, so therefore, we assume that the dead body is where you are, and therefore, you have to assume that you're tamei. Hayushtayim, if there were two stones marked with the lime in the area between them, a mile alein tar, someone who is going to be mile, goes on top of them, again, not actually physically touching it, but you are directly above it, so then you're going to be tar. You're not going to be assumed that the stones were meant as grave markers that are there. Rather, we could assume that there's maybe on the outer sides of each marker, and therefore we don't know if it's on the inside, so you can assume Safek Tuma Pimekel there. So says the Gemara, Ubenei and Tameis. And also, in Ayachoresh Ben Asayim, if there was value between the stones, so that was clear that there was no dead body there, Harein Ki Yechidas, that they're going to treat it like individual stones, Benei and Tar, that in between them they're going to be Tahor. However, so change the gears over here to Al Gaban Tame, that if they are over the stones themselves, they're going to be Tame, for we're going to assume that there's a dead body buried beneath each each stone. Says the Gemara Vayter. Tane, we learn in the Embrace. In Mitzayin Al Abasar, we do not make a marker for a dead body of the flesh of the body, not the bones. Why? Because Shemon Nisak Al Abasar, because the flesh is going to decompose, right? We learn only tzaddikim's body doesn't decompose. Most people, the bodies are going to decompose completely. So then it's going to be less than a kazayas. Since it's less than a kazayas, you don't have to worry about tamei, about tumas. So I was like, what do you mean? What about before that stage, though? That's going to take at least a few weeks, or maybe less. I don't know exactly the mitzvah. So it takes a little bit of time till the body to decompose. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, Bar Shuma, Rabbi Kamane, come before Mane, Velovninsa, Metame, Taros, Mafre. Wait a second. Though, is he going to talk about that someone is being with Tame, an area that was really Tame? He's not choshesh that this is really Tame, this area, and someone's going to walk over it and be Metame the things that he was walking with. So he says, in a Chanami, that might happen, however, Amar Lay, Mutar Shikakala, but Lasha, Vaitkala, but Laolam. Then when push comes to shove, you have an issue either way. If you say, if you have the marking over there, so then if you have the marking that there's a dead body, someone walks over it with kachim or with truma, he's going to burn the truma and the kachim. Now that is something which is not okay, because then you're burning truma kachim, which is asr also. So as opposed to the basar, which anyway very soon is going to, the flesh of the body is going to anyway decompose very soon, so it's going to decompose less than kazayis, it's less of a chance that there would be an aver done for that short period of time than there would be for the whole time that you leave it, for whoever it's going to be, that someone that removes the sign, everyone's going to think a dead body was there and come to lead to major takala with people burning truma and kachim. That is what the Gemara is answering. Rav Mana answers. Now we're up to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah just was following from the previous Mishnah, which discussed how the Beis Din would send people on the 15th Adar to look in the fields of Kelaim. So now the Gemara is going to, the Mishnah is going to mention that there really was a Shel Shalas Advarim for how this took place. It says the Gemara, Amar Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yehuda says, So originally, the people who were checking for Kelaim, they would uproot the Kelaim and they would throw it in front of the farmers. There wasn't anything bad over here. It wasn't there as a knas to penalize them. Rather, they were just checking it out, and that's what it came to. And then they would also, you're allowed to have anah. We're not talking about klei akarim. Klei akarim is asr ba'anah. Klei is a rhyme. If you have other kelaim, it's not asr ba'anah, and a person is allowed to feed it to his animals. So here you actually would be helping them to help them feed it to the animals. So mishurabru over avera, however, once many people are not keeping the din of kelaim as they should have been, so then ayu okru mishalchin l'drachim, they would uproot the kelaim onto the roads, and therefore it was they wouldn't leave it in front of them for the animals. So then, even that they were happy about. So therefore, there's a third thing that happened after that. Hiskinu shemafkirin es kol hasadeh. So then they made a takana, they declared the whole field ownerless. Anybody could come and take whatever they want from the field. And obviously, that would lead to the major downfall of the field from the owner. So the owner would obviously have high inclination to want to take care of his kelaim. Now the Mishnah said, Amar Rabbi Yehuda said the following. So now the Gemara is going to elaborate what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda said, Tani, we learn everybody. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda said the following. So originally, they, as we mentioned, this is the same shalshelos as the Mishnah, which said that they uprooted the kelaim and they would leave it before the people, the farmers, in order to give it to their animals. They were doubly happy. Why? Because achashayu menashkins are the same. The first one is because the people who were checking it out for Beis Din were weeding their fields for them. So they basically weeded it out for them. It was a big pain in the neck job, and they did it for them, the Beis Din. The second one is that they would be nena for the kelaim, they would be giving it to the animals. So this is obviously something that people would be very happy about. So this is not good. You're not encouraging kelaim. You're not discouraging whatsoever. So it was beneficial for people to have kelaim. So clearly you're not. There's a major avera over here, and that's not a good thing to be doing. So then what do they do? Mishurabu over avera. So then they realize it's not a good thing, it's not happening well, so the people who are checking it out, they would then throw the kelaim onto the roads where it would be trampled down by people and animals, and therefore it would not be able to be used to feed the animals. So says the Gemara, Alpha Pekin Ayusmechim, but still they were happy because Shayim and Ashkenaz stood with them. Still you had someone who were coming along and weeding the fields for you. And that's something that's, again, a hard job that you didn't want to take care of. And now you had basically free labor. So therefore then, Hiskinu Shayim Afkirin calls it to Kula. So then they had the third thing where they were still happy about it. So then this obviously would not lead to people being happy, is losing their field. And therefore they made it Hefker based in Hefker. So now the Gemara, once we mentioned Hefker based in Hefker, the Gemara asks, how do I know that there's a concept of Hefker based in Hefker? When I understand Hefker based in Hefker, what do I know that if something is declared ownerless by Beis Din, it is in fact ownerless? It says the Gemara, Tichsei v'chol asher lo yavol asher so esu yomim katas asorim v'azikin. This is a pasuk in Ezra. Yicharem kol shechov v'yibadal ma'akal gola. That anyone who doesn't come within 3 days, Ezra is warning them that all of his property is going to be confiscated and he's going to be put in chayim, basically. He's not going to be with everybody. So we see that all their property is going to be set away. So the Gemara says that pasuk, Menayin shiptura min ha-maisros. So how do I know that when you declare the property ownerless, it's going to be pater from chumas or maisros? So says the Gemara, because Rabbi Yonasan Breda Rafa says, Shmala min ha-maisros, we learn it from the following price. So in Ma'abrinis Hashana. We do not add a year in the Shvias cycle. Lo b'Shvias in the year of Shvias itself, because you don't want to make a Nacha month where the farmers are not going to be able to work, so we don't do that. V'lo b'Motzei Shvias, and also, v'lo b'Motzei Shvias, and we do not do it the year following Shvias, because that year also you're going to be extending Chadash. The Isra of Chadash is not to eat the new grain after it's coming up right now. After the second day of Nisan, that matters all the grain from the previous year. From then on, there's an Isra del Raisa in the Torah. Whole Shaila, is that applying in Chutz La'aretz or not? But Bepashas actually does. Many of you shown them all that it does. Rambam, Rif, and Rush all hold that it does. Shulchan Aruch holds that it does. Ramah has Kulas and Ashkenaz and Ramekel. Why it's Sfarad and Ramekel, I'm not sure. But either way, there's a concept that you're not allowed to have the new grain from the crop that was harvested after, all the wheat that was harvested after the 7th, the 16th of Nisan. So that is, when it comes to a Chadash, so you're adding a whole month of Chadash on Motzei Shvias, when anyway they didn't have the whole year, the previous year, the Shvias wheat, they don't have that whole wheat either. So they have no wheat whatsoever, and then you're going to add a month, so they didn't do a Ibru year either. They didn't add a month to that point. V'im Ibru, however, if they did add a month, so then Arezim Mubaris, that would work b'diavad. So now the Gemara says, V'chodesh echad shu mosif, the 1 month that the court added, lo pater maestrosu. So, asking rhetorical, lo pater maestrosu, is obviously not going to be pater for maestros? Yes, obviously it's going to be pater for maestros. So we see from here that basically as the koach, when they add a month, when they decide to add a month of shvias, what are they doing? They're adding a month, telling you that there's another month of a shemitah year, and shemitah, there's a ptur from trumos or maestros, because everything is hefker, everything is ownerless, so you don't have to give trumos or maestros on the shvias. If I walk into someone's field and I take an apple from his field, that is going to be halacha that I do not need to take off trumos or maestros because it is hefker. So we see that since Beis Din have the right to add a month, so therefore they must have the right to assume that when something is hefker based on hefker, they do not need to take off trumos or maestros. So says the Gemara, Nicha Shvias. Now understand when it comes to Shvias, when they're adding the month, Motzei Shvias Mai. However, how are you going to assume that the halacha is going to be when it comes to adding a month on Motzei Shvias? Why is it that we just explained nicely, the Gemara didn't assume what I just said about Chadash yet. The Gemara is going to come to that in a moment. But the Gemara says that when it comes to Shvias, I understand because you want the farmers to start working. But why Motzei Shvias? We not add a month. So the Gemara answers now, Amar Rabbi Bun or Rabbi Abon. So Shalol Rabos Isra Chadash. You want to increase the time that already you're going to have Isra Chadash. The other of the last year, all the Yashan already been eaten because you didn't have all the years of Shvias to have the Yashan. So therefore we wanted to make sure that you don't add an extra month where people are not able to have the grain yet. So now the Gemara qualifies the price. It says the Gemara, Rabbi Zera B'Shem Rabbi Lazar, Chad Da At Atmar, that which you said, which the Beis Din doesn't add a month to the year of Shvias, that's only Asher Lo Vetir Rabbi Lavi Yerek Mechutz La'aretz La'aretz. That's only when Rabbi then permitted Jews to take fruits and veggies from outside of Eretz Yisrael and bring them in to Eretz Yisrael. Because under Din Darabanan, normally the land of Chutz La'aretz is Tameh. We're afraid that it might have Atzamos Hameis there, and therefore it's going to be Metameh B'magav Masa, even Chorab O'MLB. So since we assume that the clods of dirt over there are imported to Eretz Yisrael, apparently maybe we'd assume it's Tameh. However, Rebbe was matur it for Shvias purposes. So says the Gemara now. So then we just said Avam Mashiach to Rebbe Lahavi Yerek Mechutzar Etz. Wherever Rebbe then says that it's mutter to bring greens from Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, he Shvias Yishar Shal Shnei Shavua. That Shvias is the same as the other years because since you have ability to be eating nicely, you don't have to worry about people starving. So then you'd be allowed to add on the Shvias here as well because you had plenty of food. Tana E Marbim. So the Gemara now explains why we're Marbim. So the Gemara is Amar Mana. Hadu Atmar. That which you said, we don't add a month on Motzei Shvias. That's already Bishon Hashivah Hashanim Kisakonim. That's when the years were in the normal years, when the new crop came before Nisan. So then, that's when we say we don't add Mavir Ibr Shana on the year of Shemini. Aval Achshav She'en Hashanim Kisakonim. The years are not in the normal way things are supposed to be run in the natural way. So therefore, Motzei Shvias Yishar Shnei Shavua, that the Motzei Shvias and the other years of the cycle, it's not going to matter that the Beis Din is going to permit it to add a month to the years of the 7 year cycle so that it can make the following year extra month of Shvias. So now the Gemara says, Tana Shal Beis Rabban Gamliel, Motzei Shvias Miyad. We see over here, the house of Rabban Gamliel, they had no problem adding a extra over month in the in the year of Motei Shavuos, on the eighth year, which seemingly was a problematic, and now we're assuming it's not. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Avon, Ein Minada, that your proof from this ruling is not good. You can't learn anything from it because the extra month by the Rabbanan, we're misaking that because of the parasuk of Shamar's Chodesh Aviv. You have nothing, no other way to get around it. We know that it's coming up. Pesach has to be in, I think it's the way there's the scientific term for spring is vernal equinox, that it has to be that if you divide 365 days as a solar year, you divide that by four, so each one is going to be that tkufa. That's called the winter tkufa has a real scientific significance, a halachic significance also, but that's called winter. Then you'll have the next one is spring. After the winter tkufa, that's the earliest Pesach can be. You can't have Pesach be any earlier than that. Otherwise, we'd have no problem having a fully lunar calendar, because a lunar calendar is 354 days, whereas a solar calendar is 365. So each day, each year, you're going to lose out 11 days. So each year, it would come out that Pesach is 11 days earlier, which would theoretically be fine. However, the Pasuk says, Shamar's Chodesh Aviv, we have to guard the fact that you have to the month of Nisan be in the month of Pesach, the Chag of Pesach, rather, has to be in the time of spring. So therefore, Shamroshe, v'bichidushos, you have to guard it to make sure that it's in the right time. So clearly, there's nothing to do. So the fact that they're adding a month has nothing to do with Hefker based in Hefker. So there just happens to be a side point that comes out of that. Va'ayda amar da. So that which they said with regards to the court is punishing someone by giving him a knas, can you really compare the two cases? Maybe they're fundamentally different. So says the Gemara, so the Gemara now didn't seem to answer that. Now the Gemara says, Gadish shelo luka tachtav. So then maybe we can try to bring another raya. So if you have a pile from which, under an about leket, the lacha of leket is that it's a portion of the harvest that would go to the poor people. If something fell within the person who is harvesting, and it fell down from where he was harvesting in certain parameters of what it is, but it's going to go to the poor people. So now, when it comes to Gadish shelo tachtav, kol nogos baretz areza ashalim. So someone's trying to hide his leket, Chazal punished him, that anything came close to the ground in that area is going to be the poor people. So the meaning of the Rabbanan over here establishing the actual leket and all the piles around it are going to be for the aniyim. V'amar Rebbe Ami said, on this halacha, b'shem Rebbe Shimon ben Lakish, the Beishami, that this halacha must reflect the opinion of Beishami that says hefker le'ashirim, or only hefker le'aniyim, is still considered hefker only rather than aniyim, is going to be hefker, as opposed to Beisila, that it needs to be kishmita, needs to be both hefker for aniyim and ashirim. So because the Beisila, so the Gemara is pointing out, if you assume that this Mishnah is according to Beisila, which is assuming that produce which is still going to be considered ownerless, even though it's only for the poor people, aniyim ochlin and ma'asim, so then aniyim would have to eat and take off trumos and ma'asos. However, that's not the halacha. We see that they don't have to take off trumos and ma'asos. So the answer is like, Rabbi Yosef Yosef answered this question. No, really, it could be Beis Hillel. And Shemana Shupatim Ma'asos Devei Hakol, that even over here, Beis Hillel have an exception, Mishum Kenasa. Over here, this penalty is so strong that since the court is penalizing the owner for piling up his produce on top of the actual leket, by declaring those areas around there, we're going to say Hefker based in Hefker, and therefore, by declaring it ownerless, we're going to assume that it's ownerless, and therefore, you're not going to be chayav in Shumas Maisus, even according to Beis Hillel. Okay, now we're up to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, B'chamishasar bo shulchanos yoshvim b'medina. On the 15th of Adar, the money changers would sit in Medina. Hol Shaila, what is Medina over here? Were they sitting outside of Yerushalayim, or maybe they're sitting, it's referring to all cities of Eretz Yisrael. So they would sit over there and change over the money in order that you should have your half a shekel. And then the 25th they would sit in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because they wanted to start warning about Mamish, now is the time to bring your matzah shekel, because they're already going to start bringing for the Lishka, they're going to start bringing already on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and just 5 days from now they're going to be taking care of everyone's matzah shekel. From when they sat in the Beis HaMikdash, so that when they said the Beis HaMikdash, they started making people take mashkonos and going in and taking something from a person against his will, to, in order that they should, let's say they'll take a table and chairs, you know what the bank does if a person's not paying a loan. So the things that the minimum amount that they're allowed to take, they would take anything in order that he should give his machzor to shekel. So then, as Bimash Ashkin, so who are they allowed to do this from? Who should they be doing this from? So the Mishnah is saying now, Leviim v'Yisraelim. See over here, clearly the Mishnah is assuming that Leviim v'Yisraelim, Leviim are also going to be chayav in the din of Machzor Shekel. So however, Kohanim are not mentioned. Geim v'Avanim Shucharim, also converts and freed slaves. V'lo Nashim v'Avanim Muktanim, and not women, children, and slaves. V'chokat Hashem v'Aviv l'shkol ayado, any person who is a kid, whose father began to pay the half a shekel. If Shuvin Apostek, it's halacha and Ramah, quotes the Shulchan Aruch also. So if a person actually gave for his father, then the minhag, Rama is very machmir, a stickler for minhagim. So he does exactly the dinim of a machzis shekel. Zeichem machzis shekel should be done very, very carefully, exactly how the minhag always was. So the Rama mentions this halacha as well. We do not take a collateral for the Kohanim because of Darkei Shalom, because they are on a higher level, and the pasuk says v'kidashto, you have to mechabed and mekadeshim, so therefore it wouldn't be appropriate to do it for the Kohanim. Now the Mishnah ends off. Amar Yehuda, hey ben Bukhri be Yavne Beruchis, said in Yavne, the place that the Sanhedrin was gola to after, right before, during the time of the Chorban Beis Hamikdash of Bai Sheni, call Kohen Sheshokel in Achote. Any Kohen who does brings the Machzis Shekel is not sinning by giving it. So we clearly see it's not a chiyuv, but it's a nice thing to do. Amar Lo Rabbi Yochanan Bar Zakkai Lo Ki Ela Kohen Shalosh Kel Chote. No, it's a full fledged chiyuv. So any Kohen who doesn't do it is going to be a chay, but Kilo he's going to be violating the Vera. However, the Kohanim had their own explanation of the pasuk. What's the pasuk? The Chol Minchas Kohen Kaliel. The pasuk says Tiyah Lo Sochel. The pasuk says the Chol Minchas Kohen Kaliel Tiyah Lo Sochel. Every mincha which a Kohen should be brought and should not be eaten. Hoyel VeOmer Shei Alachem LeChapanim Shalanu. But wait a second. How is it if we're part of a korban, it's not going to be eaten? Yet we eat the lechem apanim. We eat the Shei Alachem. How could it be if we're part of it that we eat it? All our korbanos that we bring the Kohanim are going to say we do not eat. So therefore, this also, if we bring the Machzis Shekel, we're not going to be able to eat it. Yep, there's a chiyuv. There are the Shei Alechem and Lechem Apanim. So therefore, it must be that we do not bring the Machzis Shekel. Hayach Nechalim, again, that's the Mishnah ending off. And how are they eating? Obviously, then they are eating. The Torah does not mean to say that the lacha should be that you shouldn't bring them. So that's the Gemara says. In Mashkinas Aktanim, we do not bring Mashkin Aktanim. So it's a big shayla, by the way. Big Machlokas Rishonim. I made a little bit of reference yesterday. I'm also out of time today. We'll get to it again because it comes a few times in Shkalim. About this big Machlokas Rishonim, whether or not a person from the age of 20 and up in Ledoros, is that where they have to bring the Machzis Shekel, or from 13 and up? So the big Nafkamin over here is understanding who is this Katan. According to those who hold it as 20 and up, the Katan could be anyone in reference to just the fact that he's not 20 yet. So any, even Bar Mitzvah boy from 13 till 20 is still going to be considered a Katan for this Gemara. According to those Manda Amars, according to those who hold it from 13 and up, we're actually talking about a Katan Mamish. So now the Gemara now says, Halitva Tovin, but we're allowed to try our best to convince the Toveh to ask for it and ask for him to pay the Machzis Shekel. So says the Gemara, Hadu de Tamar b'shevi shtei saros. This is actually talking about the person who's the below bar mitzvah or potentially below bar mitzvah, or potentially from the age of 20, is when he has shtei saros, when he has two hairs below and in his private, that he has two hairs below, that is trying to maturity, that is a gadol. Ilo v'shtei saros lo b'da, that if he does not bring two hairs, that he's not in this parsha, this halacha, and therefore he does not bring a machzis shekel. Mashkin, obviously, we do not force him to bring collateral. So there's a girs over here. Av b'shevi shtei saros, ashiyah ben eshim, until he's 20 years old. So this girs, if you have this girs, which many achronim had, that the clearly the age of 20 would be the ikar chiyuv of when the person has to bring the machzis shekel. Says the Gemara Baiser, kine masnisa, Baiser teaches us, ein mashkin es hakohanim, we do not have a mashkon for the Kohanim. Because now, respectfully, as I mentioned before, the pasuk of the Kiddushto tells us you have to treat the Kohen as Kadosh, and therefore that would not be, that'd be a zilzun as Kiddusha. So says the Gemara Baita, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, hey, Rabbi Yehuda says, Babuchu testified that halacha over there, that the Kohanim should not pay the Chatzis Shekel. He says that they were Dorosh, says Rabbi Yochanan says that they should be Chayev. So says the Gemara now, Amar Briachka, time of Rabbi Yochanan Mitzakai, because it says, Zayit knew that everyone should give. Zeh is Lashon of Gematria of 12. Zayin is 7, and Hey is 5, that's 12. That's Kenega, the Shneimah Sar Shvatim, it must be that all 12 Shvatim are going to bring the, including Shevet Levi, are going to bring the Machzis Shekel. So therefore, Kohanim bring the Machzis Shekel. So the Gemara has a question of Rabbi Yochanan Mitzakai, Rabbi Tavi, B'Shem Ravuna, Kein Mashivin Chachamin Rabbi Yehuda. This is what the Chachamim, who agree with Rabbi Yochanan Mitzakai, are going to say back to Rabbi Yehuda, who hold like Ben Bukhri, Chatas Yachid Mesa. So how could you hold that a Kohen who is going to volunteer to bring a Machzis Shekel is not going to be sinning? There's a halacha of a chatas of a yachid, a personal chatas, it has to be left to die. Ain chatas tibur miso, however, a chatas tibur is not left to die. And just as we see that there's a chiluk between a chiluk of a yachid and rabim, so to kohanim's whole taina, when they bring their own personal korban, okay, so they don't eat it. Okay, but when they don't bring their personal korban, they, when it's a korban tibur, that's a fundamentally different, halacha bichlal. So that obviously this is going to be, a very different thing over here. And further over here, the Gemara says Vayter that there's another chiluk. Minchas Hayachid Kriva Kolil. The individual Kohen's mincha is going to be brought up with Tyler Mizbeach. Ve'in Minchas Tzibur Kriva Kolil. But the Kibbutz Mincha of the Korban of Shtei Alechem on the Shavuos, Shtei Alechem or
Nacham Panim, those are not offered entirely in the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, there's a fundamental difference between the two of them. So the Gemara now says Vikasha. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. So this is difficult. Mashivin la'adam darvashim bodibawi. This is, Rabbi Yehuda Bechal doesn't hold of this halacha. How do I know? This time the Mishnah tells us, She'in chatas tibur meser. Rabbi Yehuda holds that we assume that a chatas of the tibur is not left to die. Rabbi Yehuda Omer tells us that it is left to die. So he doesn't hold of this chiluk Bechal between a chatas tibur and a chatas yachid. So how do you know there's a fundamental difference between chatas tibur and a korban tibur and a korban yachid that you shouldn't apply the same halacha as Rabbi Yehuda wants to taina, that just like the Kohen can never eat it, his own korban, so too he can't eat the korbanos of the tibur as well. So the Gemara now says, now it goes back to the Chachamim's Kash and Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, "Va'omosiv la zolo nidvas yachidi." So the machzis is a shekel of a coin is not considered a donation of a yachid. Rather, ve'enon masivin la. We're going to reply to Rabbi Yehuda. Kevin shenimser la tibor. Since the machzis shekel is in fact given to the tibor, so then that is not a problem. So therefore, it's going to be commissioned into a tibor. It's going to be like any offering with the money of public money offering. So therefore, then that would be a reason to assume that there would be a chiluk. So according to Chachamim, we disregard the fact that the Kohen doesn't really want to give the money for the Masa Shekel. Rabbi Yehuda is concerned that you don't want to give the money, so therefore it can't be a chiyuv. Chachamim aren't concerned with that. We're saying that at the end of the day, there's no problem if they give it. So the Gemara now says, "Ksiv." The pasuk says, "Kol ha'over la'pekudim." Rabbi Yehuda from Nechemia, Chadam are called the Avar B'Yama Yitan. Everyone who passed through the meaning, everyone who came through Kriyas Yamsuf, they're going to be someone who has the Chiyuv to bring it. Meaning Kohan Levim and Israelim, there are going to be Ma'asas Shekel. V'Chadarin Amars, the other one says Kol Avar Al Pekuda Yitan, that everyone who passes through the meaning the census, anyone who's counted, Ben Asim Shemala, they're going to be counted, and also not Kohan Levim, Ma'adam are called Avar B'Yama Yitan. That's going to be Sayyid Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. This is really Machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, who holds that the Kohen is Chayav to bring the Ma'asa Shekel. So everyone who crossed over the Yamsuf is going to be Chayav. That's the Lashon like Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. And Ma'adam are called the Avar al Pikudayitin. Everyone who says that it's only no, those who are counted in the census, those are the ones who are given the Ma'asa Shekel. I say, Ela Ben Bruchri. I must be supported for Ben Bruchri, who holds that only the Kohanim are not going to be obligated, as we know that they are not counted in the census. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we will pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow.